This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio, and it's Your Money Matters. Hey, never more than today. We are bringing you this show because of Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Mr. Kurt Rogers is with us once again.
Head janitor in charge.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I filled up a little while ago, Kurt, and it is good to see gas prices going down just a little bit.
The question we hope is they kind of stay there because it'll level out some of the prices and other things.
Man, wouldn't you like to have about 6 months of just really good economy and no worries about
interest rates and all these negative commercials, I think people would feel a whole lot better.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it doesn't matter. There's always somebody taking a shot at somebody for doing something really stupid. I know.
It really cracks me up. Most of these political type commercials that we're seeing, hardly any of them can do anything. They don't talk about Trump, you know, in their 30-second ad. Yeah,
how much they hate him and how bad he is.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, they'll spend their money on. I guess that's how that works.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show for a long time.
Man, long time, bud.
I mean, our hair, we got a lot of gray hairs. Now that's starting to go away. We're going to start to get bald here.
Yeah, I sent you a picture not too long ago when we were in the doing our TV show at CBS. And we were there behind the news desk and all. And, yeah, man, it's just hard to believe all the years. But it's been great.
It's evolved to quite a bit.
Yes, sir.
Over the years.
Absolutely. Well, we'd like to welcome you to Your Money Matters. And once again, Kurt has been our exclusive mortgage lender since the beginning of Haystacks. That would be about 2009. So a long time. And I tell you, if you have any mortgage questions, needs, refinancing, just want to know kind of where you are, if you're looking at buying a house, his number is 720-895-0500. And I promise you by the end of today's show, you'll see why we chose Kurt, and we're thankful he chose us back. We only need one good guy, and we found him a long time ago, and that is Kurt Rogers.
So, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, Kurt, the big question, should people buy now or wait? And I don't know what to wait for, but should they wait?
Well, and that's part of those political ads that we see. You'll see some that will, the advertisement about, okay, now's the time to buy. Oh, rates are going to do this, rates. Should you buy now or not? I think you need to ask yourself a couple questions. Do you think rates are going to decline more than 0.5% or 0.75% in the next 12 months? That's a question you should ask and understand where you're coming up with the answer. Do you think homes will continue to appreciate at 2-3%? Now, that's a low percentage. Some people seem to think that homes are depreciating. It's not the case. All the numbers continue to show the appreciation is now 2-3%. Do you think that will continue? These are reasons you want to know, should I do it, should I not do it? Get the answers to these. Is there a possibility that rates could go up? We got a new Fed chief.
Mm-hmm.
The way he's looking at things is completely different than the other Fed chief. So do you think rates will go up? Because if you wait and the rates go up, it's going to cost you more. Are you a first-time home buyer? Because right now they have some really great deals for first-time home buyers. So special rates and special pricing. So if you take that, for example, let's look at a $600,000 value on a house and a loan amount of $500,000. If with today's rates you're looking at, let's say, 6.25%, that's a payment close to $3,100 a month. But if the rate goes down to 575, that payment goes down about $100, about $3,000.
Right.
So if the rate goes down, it's beneficial to wait, but is it going to go down that figure? If the home appreciates, if you wait and the home appreciates 2%, your home just costs you $12,000 more money. At 3%, it costs you $15,000. That turns around and takes that $100 away. So understanding the risk that you take, yes, the rate may go down, but now you're going to pay more for the home. Because we have to remember one thing. The rate doesn't determine appreciation or depreciation. They have nothing to do with each other. Supply and demand of homes determines what's going to happen to the value of the home. Right now, we don't have enough supply. The demand is still high, so homes are still appreciating. Now, God forbid we have a market crash. That changes everything.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking about buying, these are some of the questions I think you should ask. Put them down and kind of do a little research on them and put the numbers together. What's it going to cost me? Mm-hmm. How's it going to look?
All right. Has anything over these this first, you know, six months, has anything shocked you much with rates? Like you thought they might be going a different way, and then they didn't, or they did. I mean, has anything shocked you much with what's going on?
It surprises me that rates haven't come down more than they have. There's reasons why. I mean, when you look at interest rates, the determining factor on rates on a mortgage are going to be two things: inflation, unemployment. So we keep talking about the unemployment numbers are being, you know, 3.8, 4.2. But then all of a sudden you'll get a bang on one and they'll say they're 4.5. Mm-hmm. What that does is that rattles the stock market. So it changes the bond market. And the bond market's what determines rates. Inflation. Okay? We have this issue in Iran. Oil prices go up, inflation goes up, everything. So rates have to go up,
right,
to prevent that. And there's been talks by the new Fed chief when he first got into office that he may raise rates before the end of the year. That kind of rattled the stock market. Mm-hmm. They didn't like it at all, lost a lot of money that day. So pay attention to some things. Are you going to be comfortable for the next 6 months to a year? Because there's a lot that's going to happen probably in the next 6 months that will help you determine. But know some answers to some questions. Since you have the time now, sit down and write out the questions, get the answers, and then put it into your budget and see how it works.
Right. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. What are you seeing right now as far as supply and demand?
A lot of people have pulled their house off the market, so the supply is not there. The demand didn't change.
Okay.
Number of first-time home buyers went up by about 4%. So the 35, 40-year-olds are trying to buy homes, first-time home buyers trying to buy homes. There's none out there that they're finding acceptable. You know, you have one expectation, that's what you see. So the demand is far exceeding the supply, which is keeping the appreciation up. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But the rates aren't coming down. So you're kind of going back and forth again here in what works.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to purchase a home now, what can they do to maybe save some of that upfront cost? And, you know, I'll let you answer that before I ask the next question. Go ahead.
Okay.
What can they do to do that?
First thing you need to do is sit down and look at your budget as to what you want what you think you can afford your house payment to be. So you need to determine what a purchase price is. Now, you can contact me. I can give me some information, and I can run you some scenarios. But you need to find out what fits into your budget. Now, for some people, they can afford to buy more home, but they don't. Very smart. Find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, you can do some tentative shopping online and see what that buys out in the market. So you have an idea of this payment, $3,000 a month, will get me this much home if I put this much money down. Figure out how much money you want to put down. You can go in as low as 3%, and the normal is 20. But there are some programs that if you're short on the down payment, there's some down payment assistance programs that are just outstanding now. Why? Because lenders want and realtors want to sell homes, so they got programs to help you get into them, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. And when you're sitting down and you're looking at the payment, do yourself a favor. A lot of times you get caught up and saying, well, I can buy this $500,000 house.
Right.
I can put 10% down, and I want a payment of $3,400. Well, guess what? It comes in at that. But that doesn't include, that's principal and interest only.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things that go on top of that called taxes and insurance. I've had customers on the pre-approved list that I've done all the work, and we're waiting. They'll find the perfect house, and then all of a sudden they find out that they can't get homeowners insurance on it because it's not in an area that's covered, or that the cost of homeowners insurance is too much,
yeah,
or that all of a sudden property taxes went up in this one area. It went from maybe $200, $250 a month to $400 a month. Well, that changes the dollar value of what you can buy. And you don't want to do that when you're starting to get excited about, I'm going to go out and buy a house. Mm-hmm. I want to get a house. I can afford these payments. I'm going to get a realtor. We're going to go look. Then all of a sudden you find the right house and not realize the taxes and insurance payment put you way out of your payment range. So it's better if you're not dying to get into a home today.
Sure, sure.
Spend the time and do a little research.
Right. And an approval is good for 90 days?
Yes.
Okay. So if somebody is really seriously looking around and they get all that paperwork done, that's the ideal situation, isn't it, where then you can lock it in whenever you feel like it would be good.
You pull the trigger right away.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at it, and the other thing you need to know is, where's my credit score? Because we can talk about that. Your credit score is your biggest determining factor on your interest rate.
Okay.
Not the loan amount, not the job, not your income, your credit score. So it's important to understand what it is, how to change it. We can talk about that later if you want. But that's also very important. And then you need to look at the different loan programs. Don't think that the only program out there is a 5% down conventional loan to get you the best payment, lowest rate. No, that's not necessarily the case. Find out what you fit into. You may, even though you've owned a home in the past, you may want to buy a new home now. And you can be classified as a first-time home buyer. And people go, wait a minute, I've already owned a home, which I haven't owned one for 3 years. Mm-hmm. As long as your name's not been on a loan for a home in the last 3 years, you can take advantage of all the first-time home buyer programs out there. Wow. So this is the time to sit down and start putting it all together. And then when you've got it there, it just sits there. Get that pre-approval. I have two customers that we did pre-approvals over 90 days ago. They updated their bank statements. They updated their pay stubs. We just redid them again.
Mm-hmm.
It's real simple to do. Once you're in, you're in.
Right. I was talking with some folks the other day that they got a child going to be a teenager now, going to college this next year. And these folks have some means, so they were talking about, you know, going and looking for an apartment to rent and all this, or a house to rent. And I'm like, man, why not buy something? They go, well, he doesn't have much credit. And I said, well, I got a guy that does a non-occupying COBR. And we haven't talked about that in a little bit, but
that's a great program. The way it works is, and I've had many families do this exactly for the reason you talk about. Child's going to college. Instead of putting them on the dorm or renting a place, mom and dad want to buy it. So they buy it. And they buy it to put the child into it. Now, if the child has a part-time job, you're going to put the child on the loan and on the title. You're going to start developing the credit.
Yeah.
You're going to make the payments on it. Basically, it's a primary residence. So it's not an investment at this point. It's a primary. So you're going to get better rates and great programs. FHA likes this program. They only require 3.5% down. And they'll do higher debt-to-income ratios, and they got much better rates. So that gets you into the home. 3 years later, when the child's coming out of college, or 4 years, the child can either decide they want to keep the home, refinance it, keep it for themselves, or mom and dad can refinance the home, or you can leave it the way it is and rent it out, mm-hmm. turn it into a rental, because there's other kids coming up to go to college.
Sure.
He had three kids, did it for all three of them to get them started on understanding the power of owning properties, building your retirement portfolio in a place to where you live instead of paying rent. Because if you're paying rent, you're paying somebody's mortgage.
Yeah, somebody else loves you.
Just ain't yours.
Yeah, somebody else loves you. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We got to hit a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 and tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. All right, Kurt, let's talk a little difference between banks and mortgage brokers, which you would be the latter.
You are
the mortgage broker.
I don't offer savings accounts and checking accounts. First one right off the top.
You know, one thing real quick. Have you ever seen so many... You look around the area where we both live. Son, there are, I bet you there's 50 banks in Highlands Ranch. It seems like every corner there's a bank. And then two or three build right beside them. I mean,
we used
crazy.
To bank with First Bank. They sold out the PNC. And all of a sudden they noticed all the PNCs in every
But I've heard that's been a nightmare, too, for a lot of
Ours
customers.
Went extremely smooth, so I can't complain about them. But like I've asked people, I said, have you ever seen an ugly bank?
Yeah.
Even when we went through everything in 2008, you didn't see ugly banks. You didn't see banks really closing down. So it has, and I'm not against banks. I think there's a necessity for them. They're not the bad guy. But a bank can only offer you the products that the bank has.
Gotcha.
The bank's going to find that niche of products that they want to loan money on. Banks make their money by you depositing money and then turn around and re-loan it back out. A broker is often going to shop several banks to get you the best program. Because the broker doesn't work for one institution. They basically work for themselves, and the best way to be competitive is as multiple lenders doing multiple programs. Normal benefit from a mortgage broker is we have lower interest rates. Reason? Because we can shop. We have lower fees, again, because we can shop. We don't have all the overhead that we have to take care of. We're much more convenient to be able to reach, and we can get in touch with you. We offer more loan programs. Banks have this menu of here's what we will do and that's it. If you don't fit into that menu, they don't want you. And they might have some tougher guidelines. And they don't necessarily deal with unusual situations.
Yeah.
Most banks, if you deal with them, they're going to require you have a checking or savings and you put your money into them. And if you've had one with them for a while, they may give you a better rate. But they expect you to keep that there. And it's very convenient. But is it saving you the most amount of money? The bankers don't have a way to handle what we call complex deals. And about 30-35% of the loans out there are people that aren't W-2. They've been on their job for 2 years, that have $100,000 in the bank. They don't have that. Or that their debt ratio is at 40% that the banks want. So they're a lot more difficult. They're self-employed. They're real estate investors. Most banks won't do what we call jumbo loans. Or there's another one that's called non-QM. Non-QM, you can relate back to 2008, is subprime. Now, it's not like subprime, but it's not the normal standard loan. A non-QM loan might be a loan that asset depletion. For example, we have a bank that if they look at your IRAs and they add them all up, take 70% of it, divided by 36 months, that's your income. Well, there's a whole lot of people got good IRAs that they're self-employed and they're writing everything off, so they can't. Well, the bank's not going to deal with you there. But mortgage brokers have lenders that will do that. We also have loans to where if you want to buy or refinance a rental property, as long as the payment you're collecting is higher than the payment on the loan that you're getting and you have a correct FICO score, you're approved.
Right.
So, and there's many people out there that have these bank statement loans. Recent bankruptcies and foreclosures affect you if you're at a bank. If you're in a Chapter 13, I can do a loan for you. 2 years outside of a Chapter 7, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Banks are going to go, we don't want to play. So it limits what you can do. You might have a great relationship with the bank, but not here. With a mortgage broker, you get something that what we classify as more professional. I'm going to stay in touch with you. I'm going to listen to what your needs are. Why? Because you're my neighbor. And a lot of people in my neighborhood got their loans from me, but that's not what I mean. I know Colorado.
Right.
I know what's
going
on.
It's just more of a personal touch.
Yeah. So if you need something, you need to call me Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Call me Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Please don't call me on Sunday.
Okay. You need one day.
Yeah. So those – and one of the biggest things that many people that come in to see us where we have an advantage is we have much more competitive rates because we have so many different lenders. We are not – we deal with some of the big ones. We deal with UWM, we deal with Rocket Mortgage, we deal with Principal. We deal with some of the biggest mortgage brokers in the country. Hmm. But we use them to fight each other to get the loans. So if we're coming to them and we give them one loan a month, that's okay. But if we give them three or four, they start taking care of us so I can get you a better rate, better cost. So those are some of the things that we do. I have over 40 lenders.
That's
a lot
insane.
Of them do the non-QM stuff, but I have over 40 lenders. I mean, the majority of the top 10 we are signed up with. So I get to work rates with them and programs with them that you normally don't see.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Rogers with us, if you're just joining us. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, the number is 720-895-0500. Let's talk about application a little bit. When you go with you, do you put everything out to every lender you have, or do you first kind of interview them, see what they do, then you know which three out of your 40 might fit them best? How does that work?
That's a great question. Very few people ask me that question. I take my 40 lenders and I have a program. I put in your information. I put in your job, how much you make. I put in your debts. I put in your credit score. And I say, they want to borrow this much money on a property here. And it will come back from all 40 of my lenders with a price automatically.
Okay.
It automatically says, right now, here's what we can do for you on that loan. So I will normally start looking at what's the process of that lender and how fast they can close. What do they need? Do they not like self-employed? Do they like him? But I'm going to look at those. But I get a response almost instantly once I put in the basic information from all my lenders.
Yeah.
So it makes it so much easier.
Sure.
Instead of you picking up the phone. See, when you come to mortgage broker, you're shopping 48 lenders. When you go to bank, you're shopping one. So if you want to shop that, you got to get a hold of another bank and go through the same process.
Mm-hmm.
With me, you give me the information one time, it's good for 90 days. I'm able to relook at it. I have many customers right now that are pre-approved, just waiting to find the right house. And I'll switch lenders on them in the process. I got them pre-approved with this lender, but I know that's going to be good over here because their rates, they're running a special. UWM and Rocket Mortgage are always fighting themselves on the specials. Well, I'm sitting back, keep fighting, guys. That's good. I can do that.
All right.
So I get them all.
Yeah, yeah. So when we talk about what a broker typically adds the most value, what are a few points there?
Normally, it's the convenience of dealing with a mortgage broker.
Yep.
It's the availability of shopping and getting me a better rate with lower fees to go with it. I've got a couple lenders that if I do loans with them on VA as a streamline, they'll waive the underwriting fee. They don't charge it to you. You're not going to find that at a bank, if you can find a bank that does a VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different programs. They come to us because of the extra service we can provide. It's much more personalized. We're developing a relationship with them. We're still going to make money, but we don't need to make as much because we don't have the overhead
right.
that a normal bank does. We also don't have checking and savings account to where
it's sure. Worth, but. Do you get into conversations with concessions, seller concessions with people? like trying to help them figure out what to kind of fight over and what not to fight over?
I've been doing this a long time. If you're thinking about buying a house, you need to understand how concessions work, because right now you can take advantage of them. Concessions are money that the seller will pay you to buy their home. They will pay you for closing costs. They may pay you for what's called a buy down, or they may pay you just to buy the rate down flat. What we do for you is, if you're out looking at a home, we will try to run all three comparisons when you tell us what you want. Let's first start with paying your closing costs. They'll sell you the home for $500,000 and pay $7,000, pay your closing costs. Well, now we take that money, instead of paying your closing costs, and we put it over here on a 2-1 buy down. So you, let's say your rate's 6%.
Mm-hmm.
That $5,000, $7,000 might buy your rate down to 4% the first year, 5% the second year, and 6% the third and subsequent. So all of a sudden now, if you think rates are going to go down, get a buy down, because I'm going to drop them all the way to 4. Should they change during the next 6 months to a year, you can turn around and refinance it with the money that was used in the concession to pay for the refinance and get a 5% rate.
Okay.
That's an, or you can turn around and take all the money and apply it to a permanent buy down and drop your rate down maybe to 5.5% and have that fixed if you don't think rates are going to come down much. So the concession allows you a lot of viable choices to use the money for that benefit you. That's why I'm going to ask you questions. How long do you plan on staying in the house?
Mm-hmm.
If you get the 2-1 buy down, understand your payment's going up, what can you do with that money? Normally that's for first time home buyers, and they'll take that money and they'll help. When you buy a home, you got to buy other stuff.
Sure.
Especially if you're a first time home buyer. So now they've got a few dollars in their budget that allows them to do that.
Right.
There's so many different programs that you can mix and match.
Mm-hmm. Kurt can help you out, folks. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. When you call, let him know you heard him here on KLZ 560 and Your Money Matters, and we'd appreciate that as well. Do you need to give a disclosure, sir?
NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to our show next week. Don't go anywhere. More coming right back right here on Haystack Help Radio.